on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good Thursday morning to you. The 30th day of August, if you keep track of stuff like that. Welcome again. Interviewed my sister yesterday. First time in 22 years. Actually, it'll be 22 years in October that we've ever talked about what happened to her and what happened to her kids, the day that her husband shot her 4-year-old and 6-year-old in the head and then killed himself. And, it'll air next Wednesday. Put that on your calendar. Yeah, put it on your calendar. It is, it's humbling to listen to. You know, we talk a lot about post-traumatic stress, and I always say, you know, the toughest person I know is my sister. But, you know, to me, my thoughts about post-combat related mental health have all evolved over the course of 2+ years of doing this, and I've learned a shitload, you know, a lot of it at the foot of other people, and so listening to my sister yesterday, and she talks about things that she's heard on All Marine Radio, and she quotes them, right? She quotes Jeremiah Workman, right? Right, don't let the monkeys out of the cage.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
But it's true. You know, it resonated with Jeremiah, and it resonated with my sister. The this song also resonated with her, just like it. Hold on, let me find it. Just like it resonated with me the first time I heard it and could actually make out the lyrics.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I want to... You know, I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. I get along with the voices inside of my head. You think I'm crazy? Well, life's not fair. And you hear that, And to me, the unmistakable, what I've learned talking about these issues, is that the truth sells itself. The truth needs no salesman. And everybody who goes through trauma in their life, when they hear the truth, their head snaps. Just like in recruit training, right? Eyeballs snap, right? When you hear that, PTSD is like monkeys. Got to keep the monkeys in the cage, man. And then I think even, because my sister says this when we're talking, she says, and they're not monkeys. They're violent gorillas. And they destroy things. And so, and then she talks about how, what did she say? She talks about, at one point, she talks about hearing something Mike said, Musselman said, oh, we were talking about the Elizabeth Smart movie when he said, ask me if I'd ever seen it. I said, no. If you've never seen the Elizabeth Smart movie, write this down. I am Elizabeth Smart. Okay. And I gotta play a piece of audio from that. I don't know how I'll do it yet. So, because I don't know where the hell I watched it. I don't know if I saw it on TV. I don't know if I watched it on the internet. I would imagine you can find it someplace. I am Elizabeth Smart. She produced it. It's her story. And her message is, bad things happen in the world sometimes. Do not let them destroy you. Do not let them destroy your life. So anyway, Mike's talking about watching that. And Peggy's listening. And she said, when he, Mike, said, talked about the courage of Elizabeth Smart, and how moved he was by that, she said, it made me cry. She said, here's this guy who's fought for our country, and he sees her courage. And it touched me. And so, this learning experience for me anyway, has galvanized my thoughts, and it continues to galvanize my thoughts every day about the spectrum of the mental health path of a warrior, okay? And it starts when you come into the Marine Corps. And it starts with keep your honor clean. What? Mac? What? Yeah, it starts with keep your honor clean. Why do you keep your honor clean? Because you have to put your head on your pillow for the rest of your life. You have to live with those monsters that are under your bed. You have to get along and learn to coexist with the voices inside of your head. So the first thing you gotta learn is preventative. Okay? And the way you don't have to deal with the worst and the biggest and the ugliest gorillas is you keep your honor clean. You do what's right. You do the right things. And you work hard. And you're straight up. Okay? So that's how you negotiate your active duty life. And then I also think that while you're on active duty, during leadership discussions, mental health should certainly be a part of that. Mental health should certainly be a part of that. You know, it should be the basics on just a consistent horizontal theme, right? And that theme is, hey, if you need help, put your hand up. This is not an easy business for any of us mentally. And if you're struggling, put your hand up. We deal with that just like we deal with going to the gym. It's not an issue for us. We expect it. So you talk about that thing. And then on occasion, you'd bring in speakers just like you do with any other leadership topic, right, to talk about the challenges of mental health, you know, in a life or death business. that would be while you're on active duty. As you transition, out, there ought to be, hey, for those of you that that live with trauma, call it PTSD or post-traumatic stress. Okay, first thing you want you to know, a couple things. You're not damaged for life. You're not disabled. Okay? Your life's changed, and that there's organizations out there that can give you the training that you need if you don't think you have enough, that will enable you to adopt life practices that will allow you to live the life that you need to live, that you want to live. These are a few of them. If you start to struggle, that's where you should go. All right? And what's important to that, because the longer I do this, the more I'm convinced that the approach of the Veterans Administration creates dependency. I'm struggling, right? I'm angry, right? And I'll quote Susie Landolfi from earlier this week. Mac, you guys are the best. You're the best people I've ever been around in my life. You're courageous. You're tough. You're disciplined. You fought for this country. And you've done those things under fire. And now you come back and we've somehow or other convinced you that you're damaged and you need to be medicated and all the rest of this bullshit. It's not true. Your change, no doubt, you're changed by your life experiences. What you need, though, is the same approach to dealing with this that you had when you prepared to go to combat. What kind, you got different kinds of training to prepare you for combat. So what we're going to do is give you some new training that allows you to deal with this, too. And trust us, you can do it. The bolt of cloth that you're made from, what you've displayed in your life, there's no doubt in our minds you can do it, because you can. And I believe that if you go down that path, right, so the mental health path of a warrior, you can see it on its continuum. And then, to me, and here's how it ends. What drove you to the service, the desire to serve, right? That stays with most of us throughout our life. So you return to your community and you have these great experiences. You also can touch other people that have been affected by trauma. You can put their hand on their shoulder and you can say, hey, it's okay. It's okay to be damaged. It's okay to be impacted by the things that you've experienced. And if you want to get help for those things, I can show you. I can point you in the right direction. I can give you a list of best practices that I know. Right? And then take down the list. You're not going to get over it. But you will learn to coexist with it. And so when you have a bad day, that's okay. And all those things we know to be true. If you're struggling with it, you have to stop drinking and using drugs. It won't work out. It never works out well. 0% of the time it works out well. Zero. And so to me, you know, and this was brought home yesterday talking to my sister. Because I had a voice yesterday talking to me saying that all that you've been through in some way, shape, or form was designed to come back and do this for her, okay? Because she's never spoken about it in 22 years. She and I have never spoken about some of these things we spoke about in 22 years during the interview that you'll hear on next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So write that down. 8 o'clock Pacific time in the second hour of the program next Wednesday. And so I felt, I was so happy yesterday after we got, she's awesome. And again, I don't know anybody who's suffered anything more devastating than my sister. And my sister serves, has always served for me and everybody in our family as an incredible role model of, oh, you think you're having a bad day? Yeah. Why don't you rethink that one again? You think your life's tough? Why don't you rethink that again? And her toughness has been incredible. And so to me, every veteran has in him or her the capacity to go down this mental health path of a warrior, to go back to the community that you leave and to touch a bunch of lives if you choose by putting your hand on their shoulder and by saying, hey, it's okay. It's okay. And I would just tell you, I mean, you know, you hear Mike and I talking about the different people whose lives we intersect with and what that does for us during the course of a day. It's like I've never taken drugs, so I don't know what it is to be high, but it's the coolest of cool. And so I'm mindful, so now I have this in my head and I don't stop thinking about it. You know, the approach of Boulder Crest in their non-traditional treatment of post-traumatic stress, to me, is the way that the VA ought to fund that in some way, shape, or form. Now, I know once the VA gets in it, it'll all get screwed up. So I'm mindful of that. But if you look at post-combat related mental health, and people that go to the VA. First of all, 90% of the, I would say 100% of the people that do mental health work at the VA ought to be combat veterans. No doubt in my mind. Okay? And they ought to get paid really well so that there's competition to become one. You get into that program, and you're going to live a really good life because you're going to be very well compensated, and you're going to deal with this all the time. And so then when you go there, you're going to get triaged. And the first layer of triage, when we look at you, right, and we decide you pretty much fit under the bell curve, and you're not displaying behaviors that get you to the edge of the bell curve, right? So we take you. And we say, all right, here's what we're going to do with you, Mac. You got to go to training. Okay, we got to do some training. And they're not called therapists; they're called trainers. What do you do? I'm a trainer at the VA. Oh, really? What kind of training do you do? I do post combat mental health training. Oh, no kidding. They're not therapists. We don't use that word, and I love that about Boulder Crest. Right. Because just as Mike said the other day, and it's really cool how Mike spins in his own orbit, right? We don't rehearse the stuff that he comes on and we talk about or anything like that. But we go down, we come to the same conclusions on stuff in completely different orbits. Mike was talking about, yeah, I don't know that I'm a heavy-handed therapist. I'm not going to ask you how does that make you feel a million times. I'm going to tell you, come on, man, this is what we're doing. Let's go. Okay, I got it. I understood. I heard what you said. Here's what we're doing, though. We're doing it. We're getting after it. We're not going to lay here and wallow in our feelings. So to me, when you do that, if that's your approach to that, right, you create dependency. And I liken it to when you have kids, and I used to do this with my kids, right? Coming, you know, you're in the driveway, they're toddlers, they come running down the driveway, all of a sudden, trip, boom, all fours on the driveway. And they look, and they hit, and then they look up at you, and I would do this. Did you just damage my driveway? And you know what they would do? They'd say, what? I'd say, you heard me. Did you damage my driveway? Did you put a hole in the driveway? Oh. And they'd look, what didn't they do? They didn't look up at me, and I went, oh, are you okay, honey? Right? And they went, no, and started crying. Yeah, I was already inside their head already. So what did they do? And honestly, kids do this all the time. They hit, they look, hey, stop messing up my driveway. Okay. And then they stand up and you say, come here. And I used to do this because my dad, I remember the family from when my dad did it. Let me see your hands. And they'd show me their hands and I'd spit in them. And then I'd wipe my spit around and always make it feel good. I said, does that feel better? They're like, yeah. Spit on my hand, rub it on their name. You okay? Yep. Poof. Gone. Okay. And so the difference is, in one, you enhance a problem simply by your approach to it. I would have validated their pain. Are you okay? No. Bah. Right? Instead, you look at them and say, hey, you're okay. Get up. Get off my driveway. Okay. And then they're gone. And you do that a few times, and guess what happens? And all of a sudden they hit, and they don't start crying and acting like a little baby. They bounce up and they get going. What did you just train? You trained them on how to deal with falling in a driveway. Boom. And so, to me, when I look at the cocktail that you get, and it's not just the VA does it. Mental health around the country does it. You know, because Peggy, in the interview that we do, she talks about the drugs that she was given, right? You need to sleep here. You have anxiety here. and you'll hear what she has to say about those drugs. So again, I've learned a ton from the people that have come on this program. And I need to write about it. And because I think one of the purposes of Allmern Radio, in addition to becoming an exporter of the things that we know to be true to a culture that needs us and our expertise, is changing, I think, the way the VA approaches it. We don't need to be drugged. And you hear that from everybody, right? I don't want to be drugged. I don't want to be a zombie. Everybody says that. Well, why do we continue to do it? Because it's the insurance industry approved standard for treating these diagnoses. So when 0871 goes in the diagnosis code, you get all these are approved. You're not going to get sued. That's what we cover. That's where you go. Not interested in that. I don't give a fuck about the insurance business in this country. And neither does anybody, any other veteran. Who cares about that? Well, the people that run hospitals care about it. But the consumer doesn't care about it. And so, again, I want to encourage you, next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, be in your seat, okay? Or if you can't listen to it live, it'll be up on the website on Wednesday. And I sent a copy of it to Mike. And he posted this in the Ask Clown little text message window this morning. This is the best interview I've ever heard. I'm speechless. Peggy is the toughest lady. I need the date and time this will air. And so, again, you're talking about tough guys. Talk about tough, tough guys. And so, but again, I think that when you look at the mental health path of a warrior, you can see a start and then you can see it comes back. What are the horizontal themes? Service. Purpose-driven life. I come in, I'm introduced to Keep Your Honor Clean. I understand that really Keep Your Honor Clean is a fundamental tenet of mental health. Because I have to live with my shit. I serve, I'm educated, you know, in leadership discussions and other discussions about mental health. That it is going to affect all of us on active duty in a life and death business. Okay? At some point, I leave that. When I leave, they tell me, hey, if you need additional training because you don't feel like you're dealing with these issues well, it's out there. It's out there. And I struggle with should the VA fund it or whatnot. And my answer to that is this. I think there's a certain component that paying for it means you're going to come and be serious. And I recognize that. If it's free, people show up and it wouldn't be worth shit. So I recognize that. At the same time, it ought to be available to more people. So anyway, and then, right, after you get that training, right, so your triage, when you come to the VA, your triage, and 90% of everybody would go through that. And what, 90% of those people would be, that's all that they would need. There's there are 10% that initially is diagnosed that have more substantial mental health issues. They probably need to be medicated, and they may, after they're medicated, they may be able to go to that. They may not. They may require a certain series of steps to get them to a point where they can go to that and benefit from it. I got all that. But that would be a small number of the vast majority of incredible human beings that go towards the sound of guns, that volunteer and go towards that direction. You are not a damaged piece of goods. You are not disabled. This is not a disability. And we want a program. We want a program that doesn't create dependency. And then we want to go back after we get that training, and we want to go help other people, because that gives you the Grinch experience, right? That gives you the Grinch experience, where your heart grows when you hear this Who people sing. In our case, our heart grows every time we cross paths with somebody that's hurting, that has trauma in their life, and we can just like Moonlight Graham and what's the movie? Field of Dreams, ease their pain. Veterans can ease their pain because veterans have a special status in our communities. So anyway, good morning to you. With all that said, good morning on a Thursday morning, the 30th day of August. Again, write down next Wednesday on your calendar and be in your seat. The United States Marine Corps Band makes this day official. Good morning to you. This is dedicated to the hope that we figure this out, that we can do things that make sense to people, that the path, the mental health path of a warrior is something that people can see and say, oh, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. And that we can evolve how we treat some of the best human capital in the country.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think. And you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much, if this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. Yeah, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We gotta win. Why does that motivate me every day? It does. The Commandant Moto Man. I like it. What can I say? You know what? It's home for me. It's how I grew up. Yeah, it's why I gravitated to the Marine Corps. It's what makes sense to me. We gotta win. All right, we'll check the news. We'll take a break. We'll check news headlines. And then you're going to meet a guy named Anthony Dries today. He's going to be different, right? He comes from the United States Army. But anyway, Anthony's going to join us. He was wounded during the Gulf War by a Scud missile. Yeah, I know you're thinking, what? Yeah. Wasn't very many people that got wounded by him. But he was one of them. And so you're going to hear his story. And it's an interesting, interesting story. And you're going to hear what he talks about. And it's going to sound familiar to you. So, yeah, looking forward to talking with Anthony. Currently, it is partly cloudy and 85 in Quantico. Sunny and 86 at Camp Lejeune. Partly sunny and 80 in Granbury, Texas. Big Timber, Montana is warmed up. Sun in 62 right now. They were down in the 50s yesterday. 29 Palms, sun in 79. Pendleton, sun in 60. 60 at Pendleton. Good sleeping weather, man. I'm telling you. No air conditioning needs to be on. Windows open, cool air. Love that stuff. In Okinawa, dark cloudy in 81, so a little bit cooler there. And in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, cooler temperatures there. The sun is setting. Clear skies in 94 degrees. Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, partly cloudy in 64. Looking for a high of 83. Normally when we get 64, we don't get 83. We get 76 or something like that. So, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll check headlines on a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Our girl, Peyton Davis. Song's called Hurt. You can find her music on Amazon, iTunes, Google Music. She's a member of the tribe. Membership has its privileges. I listen to this song all the time, by the way.
But I know it's just me. Loneliness. So I'm gonna stand here and watch this.
It's called Hurt. Tough people hurt too. They just don't show up very much. Alright, news headlines. Biggest story this morning is the President of the United States contradicts the Secretary of Defense. What's going on? Let's see, 2 days ago, the Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, in a press conference that he held at the Pentagon, I guess a press update, not so much a press conference, call it what you will, with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford, said that he was not going to order the exercises with South Korea to be suspended any longer. So now you think when the Secretary of Defense comes out and says something like that, right, that there's staff people that, you know, hey, we've cleared all this stuff has been cleared by the White House. Everybody, we're all in the same sheet of music, right? Right. Normal stuff that goes on. Headline, Trump makes it clear, no military exercises with South Korea. What? Like, so you read that, and here's the thought that comes into my head. What kind of fucking shit show is going on in Washington, D.C.? Like who? Like how does the Secretary of Defense make a statement and the President of the United States contradict him on something like this? Here's a story written by former Marine Todd South. A day after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said there were no plans to cancel future joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises, President Donald Trump made it clear they're not happening. In a bizarre statement entitled Statement from the White House that Trump tweeted from his personal account, but then referred to himself in the third person, Trump said, the president believes that his relationship with Kim Jong-un is a very good one and warm one, and there's no reason at this time to be spending large amounts of money on joint U.S.-South Korean war games. The statement seemed to be in response to initial confusion from Tuesday's press briefing that the Secretary of Defense held, who in response to a reporter's question on the exercises said, quote, we took the step to suspend several largest exercises as a good faith measure coming out of the Singapore summit. We have no plans at this time to suspend any more exercises. Well, I guess if he updates his position, he said, well, that was 24 hours ago. Now, they are suspended. Now, remember, okay, just last week, the Secretary of State was told not to go to on his mission to the Korean Peninsula because North Korea had not made any enough progress in terms of denuclearization. So what happens? Which way is it going to be? Are we going to go down this road or that road? So Pompeo's not going, but yeah, we're still not going to do, like, what? Yeah, and just the whole characterization of the tweet itself. From the president's personal account, statement from the White House, And then, so he says, President Donald J. Trump feels strongly that North Korea, obviously Trump didn't write this. So it's just weird. Weird. Congratulations. A way to make us all feel good about who's leading the country. There's another story about here's a headline. And I don't like Marine Corps Times headline writers. You know, again, this is clickbait. And the story's a bullshit story, by the way. Just for everybody. Here's the headline. 26 Mew party float, drunken disorderly conduct, and vandalism in Italy. So the story, 26 Mew, if you recall, they were off the coast of Djibouti. They had a 53 make a hard landing, right? No aircraft kind of jacked up. Nobody had life-threatening injuries in that. And then you had a Harrier, I want to say what, it drove off the end of the runway or did something weird. And so they canceled the exercise. That was the 26th Mew. The infantry battalion commander was relieved during the deployment. And then, but the, what the article talks about is they got the Freedom of Information request, a bunch of charge sheets, right? And listen to the shit that they talk about. Like, this is a Mew party float. Okay, first of all, when 60% of your force is under the age of 26, when they get a chance to get foreign liberty, okay, they're not going to go sightseeing. Well, they are going to go sightseeing, but they're going to go sightseeing in the bar district, in the red light district, and they're going to go out there and have a good time because that's what young people do. Yeah. And so, okay, so here's the story. At least six junior enlisted Marines were busted down in rank for underage drinking. So let me give approximate numbers. 1,100 in the battalion. Let's just say 400 and 400 and 200. And those will be approximate numbers. So let's just say the Marine portion of the Mew is 2,000 Marines. It could be more. I don't rightly know because there's COM, there's electronic warfare. There's a whole host of other cats and dogs. So let's just say 2,500. Okay? So six were busted in rank of the 2,500 for these transgressions. That's 0%. Okay? It's 0.24 of 1%. Exactly. At least six. This is a story, for God's sake. At least six junior enlisted Marines were busted down in rank for underage drinking and drunken disorderly conduct following a port visit on April 21st by the San Antonio class amphibious transport dock, the USS New York, according to a series of charge sheets obtained by Marine Corps Times. Come on. One of the six Marines, then a Lance Corporal, was also charged with wrongfully damaging property and pulling on a street sign and kicking over a construction fence. It sounds like a drunk 20-year-old, okay? That's never happened before in the Marine Corps, right? Oh, wrong. Listen to this now. The damage totaled less than $500, but was enough to warrant involvement and investigation by NCIS and local law enforcement. This goes on all the time. Why is this like news in Marine Corps Times? The Marine involved in the vandalism was busted down to the PFC, placed on restriction for 45 days, forfeited half of his pay for 2 months, and received 45 days of EPD. But Geta would not be the only incident of misconduct for the troubled 26th Mew deployment. Okay, if this is your definition of trouble, then we're going to have to redefine a lot of different Mew deployments. Right? It's clown stuff. The same month and on the same trip, a Lance Corporal was busted down one rank, that would be the PFC, after he failed to report a violation of the Uniform Military Code of Justice, quote, the wrongful broadcast of an intimate image. So, yeah, if I send the picture and Musselman's standing there and he knows about it, Musselman can get charged under the UCMJ now. How about that? Yeah, so that happened. Two other Marines were hit with equal opportunity violations. In March, a junior enlisted Marine aboard the amphibious assault ship Iwo Jima made a sexually suggestive comment that contributed to a hostile work environment, according to the story. Now, I'm not laughing, but look, these are novices, right? This is the shit they've said in high school. This is the shit that they've said most of their life. And now they come into the Marine Corps, and now they go into the operating forces, and now they do stupid shit. This is in the Marine Corps Times today. A staff sergeant was reprimanded for using a disparaging term towards another person's race and drunken disorderly conduct following a port visit in Cyprus. He was fined, not reduced, and placed on restriction for 45 days and 45 days EPD. But you know what this is? What this is this used to be like the safety report that would come out in naval letter format. You'd read this shit and you'd be like, "Oh, this stuff is the dumbest shit I've ever read." Here's another one. The same month, aboard the USS Iwo Jima, a Lance Corporal was charged with entering a female berthing area without an escort in violation of a regulation. He was busted down to PFC. Right, you put girls on ships. He didn't have an escort. Well, maybe he was looking for a flashlight. Maybe he needed to talk to somebody, and he couldn't find an escort, and he really wanted to, you know, or maybe he was trying to get laid. Whoa! Does that go on those ships? It's not supposed to. A corporal was busted down to Lance Corporal following an incident on July 23rd when the junior... when the junior non-commissioned officer stayed out past 23:59, a curfew called Cinderella Liberty by Marines and sailors, and got belligerent and aggressively postured himself. He went McMap, coming aboard ship, right? It's after midnight, drunker than shit, which is probably why he's late. And he's told he's being read his rights. You're not reading my rights to me. I know McMap. I'm a black belt. Well, not really. I'm a green belt, but come on. Yeah, just stupid shit. Right? Got belligerent and aggressively postured himself against senior ranking individuals, including an officer, more than likely the officer of the deck, who, and then probably, they don't put this in the article, then probably got his ass beat down and then thrown in the brig for a while. Apparently, the Marine was intoxicated to the point where he disobeyed a direct order. However, he did not remember doing such the next morning. Yeah, it's called drunk and stupid. And this is, you can't make it up, man. This is in Marine Corps Times today, and the Muse labeled the booze fest or something like that. If that's your definition, man, then everyone that goes out would be called a booze fest because they all have these elements in there. Maybe not the hard landings and the relief, but that's not what the article's about. Okay. But misconduct, this is the article, but misconduct would not be the only thing to plague the 26th MEU deployment. If that's not misconduct, what you just cited, that's just people being stupid, right? Where do you think the phrase play stupid games, win stupid prizes comes from? Where do you think the phrase I can fix a lot of things, I can't fix stupid? It comes from years devoted to the 18 to 26-year-old age group and supervising them in foreign ports. That's where that shit comes from, man. The Corps provided few details over the sacking of 26's battalion commander, and it's still unknown why the infantry commander was removed from his position. The Marine Corps Times reached out to 26 MEU and 2 MEF regarding misconduct during the MEU's deployment, has yet to receive a response. They got the email, and they looked at it, and they're like, are you kidding me? What is this? It's stupid. All right, a few more headlines. Top 5 stories in Early Bird. One is Trump makes it clear no military exercises with South Korea. That shouldn't really be the story. The headline of the story should be President contradicts Secretary of Defense. What the fuck's up, boys? That should be the headline in the story. Next story. 300,000 troops, 900 tanks. It's called the most massive Russian military exercise since the Cold War, and China's role is growing. Should be scared, but we're not, because they're Russians, okay? After nearly 2 decades in deployment, the U.S. Navy is close to operating with its new stealth fighter. How about that? The U.S. Navy's carrier-launched F-35C is being integrated into the carrier air wing as it pushes towards being declared operational early next year. Yeah. The USS Abraham Lincoln is launching F-35 Charlie side-by-side with F-A-18 Super Hornets, E-2C Hawkeyes, and C-2 Greyhounds. It's the first time the Naval Aviation Enterprise is rehearsing as a full band with its newest player. So, yeah. And again, that's a transformational aircraft. Not just the newest, it's transformational. I don't even know what that means, but I know it is. Washington warns of sanctioning India over Russian missile system. Yeah. The world's two largest democracies have a growing defense relationship. Moscow could play spoiler. The United States is refusing to roll out sanctions on India, an ally, if New Delhi goes through with a planned purchase of Russia's new S-400 missile system this year. The S-400 is a system that's particularly troubling for a lot of reasons, and I think our strong preference is to seek alternatives, says Randall Shriver, U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Asian and Pacific Security Affairs, during an August 29th event in Washington, D.C. If they choose to go down this route, like I said, I can't sit here and tell you today that the waiver will necessarily be used. The waiver Shriver referred to is a congressional loophole designed to insulate allies from ongoing U.S. sanctions against Russia. Defying the Pentagon's demand so far, New Delhi is reportedly poised to approve the purchase of S-400 anti-aircraft system this year, with deliveries planned to start in 2020. India's purchase of the system is especially concerning to U.S. officials because the system is designed to track and destroy aircraft, even stealth aircraft, at unprecedented ranges. It also has the ability to glean information about the capabilities of aircraft in its vicinity, which could include the U.S.-built F-35 fighter jet. The United States is facing a similar dilemma with Turkey, which plans to purchase the S-400. So, there you have it. A couple more stories. We'll take a break, and then Anthony Dees is going to join us. Headline, China is helping Afghanistan set up a mountain brigade to fight terrorism. The Afghan embassy refutes claim that China is building a training camp in the Wakhan Corridor and says there will be no Chinese military personnel on Afghan soil. So, interesting story in the South China Morning Post. And another story, the USS Jason Dunham, that's right, named after Medal of Honor recipient from upstate New York, Jason Dunham, corporal type, United States Marine Corps, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines. They intercepted a ship off the coast of Yemen that had over 1,000 weapons in it. So good work by them. Let me read you a couple emails that I've got here. Good morning, Mac. When discussing PTSD and many who suffer from it, have you spoke to those who've been in combat or other life-altering situations who say they don't suffer at all? Is there merit to that in your opinion? I understand that we all have different thresholds and compartmentalize differently, but I wanted to get your take on that. Thanks. Yeah, I'm sure there's guys who process it and don't and handle it, who say they don't suffer from it. You know, again, we talked about John McCain saying that he didn't have nightmares and he didn't suffer from PTSD. And again, 2% of those in the Hanoi Hilton didn't suffer from or only suffered from PTSD, which is an incredible statistic. Why? How does that happen? So, yeah, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's different. I want to say somewhere between 20 and 30% of the force suffers from post-traumatic stress. Somebody sent a link to a article about World War II and mental health. Something we didn't talk about. Yeah. Here's another email. Who edits this? Who is the editor? Must be a civilian from our media, not newsworthy. Absolutely not worthy. Newsworthy. So what? Slow news day? Let's generate. Look, let's listen. It's, first of all, it's hilarious reading. And let me tell you, there's nothing funnier than the stupid shit that Marines do in overseas ports. You're like, oh my God, you did what? Where is he now? The cops have him. All right, so we got to go down to the police station. Yep. Get your Charlies on. Going down to the police station. So yeah, that's passing for news today. Here's another one. Here's a movie review about Operation Finale. So we got to see. I think the Gunner is going to see Operation Finale. So we got to get a movie review about that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Anthony Dries is going to join us. So more of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.